Welcome to the Junior Boardroom, the podcast where kids break down business, money, and how the real world works. If you've ever wondered how companies make millions, why things cost what they cost, or what grown-ups mean when they talk about the economy, you're in the right place. I'm Raina, age 10, and I'm here with my brother Devin, age 8.
Hi.
And our dad, Mel.
Hello.
So let's get started.
Hey kids, so it's April. And if you've noticed, your parents might look a little stressed lately. Maybe they've been staring at a computer screen, mumbling words like taxes or receipts. Well, there's a reason for that. April 15th, as it turns out, is tax day. And that is the deadline when working people in America have to file their taxes with the government. And that means sitting down, adding up all the money you earned last year, and figuring out how much money you owe in taxes. And then usually sending a big fat check to the government. And guess what? You should not be late sending that check, because there are penalties. So yeah, April is not a relaxing month for many grown-ups in America.
So today we're going to explain what taxes are, where your money goes, and why the government takes a slice of almost everything you earn.
So first question for both of you. When I say the word taxes, what comes to mind? Raina, why don't you start first?
I think about extra money that you have to pay when you buy something.
Devin, what about you?
I think of the government taking your money from your bank account when you open the door.
When you open your door. Okay, those are good answers. They're not exactly right, but I'll help you answer these questions. So here's the simplest way to think about it. Now, taxes are money that people pay to the government, and the government uses that money to pay for things that everyone shares. Things like roads, schools, libraries, fire trucks, the military, the national parks, all of that stuff that costs a lot of money. And taxes are how we all chip in to pay for it. Now, let me give you an example. So imagine we decide to build a really cool tree house in the park. You guys like tree houses?
Yes.
Fun
not
stuff,
really
right?
Not really for sleeping.
Oh, not for sleeping.
Not for sleeping, but for playing.
Yeah.
All right, so imagine that the job of building a tree house for the whole community came to just one person, and that one person had to pay for all the wood, all the nails, the ladder, and all the equipment and everything that it took to build a treehouse. Now, that would be a lot of money for just one person. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, but what if everyone in the neighborhood chipped in $5 each? So now everyone contributes some money, and wouldn't that raise a lot more money to build a really, really amazing treehouse that everyone gets to use?
Yeah, and also you would have more money. It would have some money left over that you can donate to charity.
That's a really good idea. So that's basically what taxes are. Everyone pays a little bit of money, and we all get to use the stuff that the money buys. So Raina, can you think of something that you've used recently that taxes may have paid for in our neighborhood?
The tennis court.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a really good example. So the place where you play tennis, that was paid for by the city. It wasn't just one person who went there and built a whole tennis court and painted the floors and put the fences up. It was paid for by the city through the taxes that we pay the city. Devin, what about you? Can you think of anything that you may have used or visited in the last few weeks that came from the taxes we pay?
The library or the nearby school, JLS.
Mm-hmm. The school, that's the middle school that's close to our house, or the library, both of those are perfect examples of something that taxes have paid for. So those are really good examples. Now, let me tell you about a few different types of taxes. The most common type of tax, the biggest type of tax that we actually pay is called income tax. So income means the money you earn from working at a job. And the income tax is the money you pay the government from the money you earn from the jobs you have. And here's how it works. So let's say you have a job and you earn $1,000 in a year. Okay, just $1,000. Now the government says, hey, nice work earning $1,000, but we need a piece of that. So they may, depending on a bunch of different factors, like how much money you give to charity and how old you are and how much other income you have, the government might take away 20% or 30% of the $1,000 that you earned. So even though you earned $1,000 from your job, the money that you actually keep may be close to $700 or $800, just depending on a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. And the rest, the remaining $200 or $300, well, where does it go?
Charity.
No, what are we talking about here?
Taxes.
It goes to taxes. It goes to the government. Now, which government? The government of...
The United States.
The United States government. So most of it goes to the United States, but a part of it also goes to the state that you live in. So in our case, where does that go, Raina?
California.
It goes to the state of California. If you live in New York, it goes to the state of New York. If you live in Florida, it goes to the state of Florida.
Florida.
Exactly.
Do I have to pay taxes?
That's a really good question. So Raina asks, do I have to pay taxes? Well, first of all, do you have a job?
No.
Did you ever have a job?
Well, kind of. Like, I walked dogs.
Yes, yeah, so when you walk dogs, you made a little bit of money. Now, you don't have to start paying taxes on that money until two things happen. Either you're 18 years old or you make a lot of money. So as a 10-year-old, you don't have to pay taxes. But if you make a lot of money as a 10-year-old, if you make tens of thousands of dollars, then you do have to pay some part of it in taxes. But if you're making $20 a month, if you're making 50 bucks a month, you don't have to pay taxes. So enjoy the tax-free phase of your life. Mm-hmm. Devin, let me ask you a question. Now, does this seem fair, the government taking away a part of the $1,000 that you earned? You worked really hard. You made $1,000, and the government says, okay, I'm going to take away $300. Is that fair?
Yes, it's fair because your street and stuff are all clean.
Because your streets are clean. That's a really, really good point, because the government cleans your streets and it maintains your roads.
Yeah.
It's a great answer. So, yes, it's fair that the government takes some of your money, and in return, they're giving you clean streets and safe roads. Mm-hmm. Now, income tax isn't the only kind of tax that we pay. There's also something called sales tax. Now, that's the extra money you pay when you buy things like toys or candy or milk and bread and phones and watches and all of that stuff. So in California, which is the state we live in, sales tax is actually almost 10%. It's the highest in the country. And that means if you buy things in stores, you pay 10% more, and that is the sales tax. So let's do a little math here. Raina, if you buy something that costs $100, what's 10% of that?
$10.
$10. So what is the total amount that you would actually pay from your credit card?
$110.
$110. When you thought it cost $100, you're actually paying $110. Hey, Devin, I'm going to ask you another question here. Let's say you buy a new phone, which costs $500. In California, the state tax is 10%. The sales tax is 10%. So how much would that phone actually cost you?
It would actually cost $550.
$550. So what is the extra $50 for?
Taxes.
Taxes, exactly. So when you go purchase something, the price you pay is not what the sticker says. If it says $500, well, you're actually going to pay $550. Or if it says $10, you're actually going to pay
$11.
$11, exactly.
If it's 1 cent, you're going to pay 1.1 cents.
Yes, that's a really good point. Okay, so now let's talk about who actually collects all this money. Is it a person or a bank, or does some mean guy come to your house and ask you for the money? No, it's not. It's not. So the government has an automatic way to collect taxes. In fact, there is a team inside the government that collects all this money. And inside the U.S. federal government, the team that collects taxes is called the IRS. And that stands for the Internal Revenue Service. Okay, now who can tell me what the IRS stands for?
I can.
Go ahead.
Internal Revenue Service.
Yes, that's just the team or the agency inside the government that collects taxes.
How many people are there?
That's a really good question. The IRS employs tens of thousands of people, probably about 50,000 people, because they have to collect taxes from the 300 million people that live in America. So they have a lot of people that work there.
Wait, is there an IRS in California?
The IRS is the name of the agency for the federal government, but California has its own team of people. They're not called the IRS. They're
so
called,
you have to pay.
You have to pay the government of California, and that team is called the Franchise Tax Board, the FTB. It's a little less well-known than the IRS, but they do a similar job as the IRS.
So you have to pay taxes to the IRS and to the FTB.
The FTB. That's correct. Yes, because you have to pay taxes to the federal government of the United States, and you have to pay taxes to the state of California. So now that you understand who we pay taxes to, let's talk about what happens if some people don't want to pay taxes. What if someone said, let's just keep that money hidden and not pay any taxes to the IRS or to the FTB or to anyone. I just want to hide my money and I'm not going to pay taxes. Devin, should we just not pay taxes?
No, we should pay taxes so we have a clean road. And if you don't pay taxes, you can't hide from anybody. So they'll just come to your house or something.
That's a really, really good point. Okay, so let's talk about what happens. So first of all, it's wrong to not pay taxes that you owe.
Yeah.
So, you know, why is that? So once again, you know, some things are just too big for any one person to pay. So let me give you some examples. You're both in elementary school. So what do you think pays for your teacher's salary?
The government.
The government, from the taxes that you paid. Raina, who do you think pays firefighters if they show up and your house is on fire?
The government from the taxes.
Exactly. Devin, who or what pays for the road that you ride your bikes on?
Taxes.
Correct. What about the gardeners who cut the trees and keep our parks looking beautiful?
Taxes.
What about the librarian who works at the library?
Taxes.
Yes. So no single person could build libraries and cut all the trees and keep the roads clean and pay the firefighters and pay the police officers.
And make a playground.
Sorry?
And make a playground.
A single person can make a playground, but can a single person take care of all of those things?
No.
No. Not even the president.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Now, imagine for a minute that there were no taxes. Well, if there were no taxes, then the government wouldn't be paying for the firefighters and the teachers and the police and the library. So what would happen then is private businesses would then be doing those jobs. So imagine your house was on fire and a fire truck pulls over, but that fire truck is not paid for by the government. So the fire truck will say, okay, buddy, I'm going to put out the fire, but first you have to pay me $25,000 for my fire truck. And until you pay me that money, I'll wait. I'll just wait and watch your house get burned down.
Yeah.
Well, would that be good?
No, because if it would be good, then the roads would be littered and stuff, and nobody would be cleaning up, and then everybody would just be
walking in trash all the time.
Exactly. We need the government, the city government or the state government or the federal government to do some jobs like cleaning up the roads and cleaning up the parks and paying for the fire department. And so taxes solve that problem. When everyone chips in, everyone is protected and everyone benefits from what the government does.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know this is a question you've all been waiting for. What if someone says, nah, I'm good. I still don't want to pay taxes. I just won't go on the roads. I just won't go to the library. I won't allow my house to catch fire, and I don't want police to come and help me. And so I just won't pay taxes. I don't go to the park. I'm just going to stay home and not walk my dog, and I'm just going to stay home. So I'm not going to pay my taxes.
You can't really do that.
You can't really do that. Like, that's not the good way to live.
Exactly. You can't live without using public facilities, right?
Yeah, just like this.
Even if you do nothing else, you still need the government to protect you from enemies of the country, because the government has an army and a navy, and you're still protected from a lot of things, from storms and from hurricanes. So here's the deal. Paying taxes isn't optional. It's the law. And if you don't pay, the IRS or the FTB or whatever the team is, they're going to come after you. And they're really, really good at their jobs. So what do they do if you don't pay your taxes?
They'll just arrest you or something.
Yeah. They will eventually arrest you, but here's what actually happens, right? So first, they'll send you a letter in the mail. And the letter will say something like, okay, you know, we haven't heard from you for a few years. You haven't paid your taxes. Could you please pay your taxes? And if you ignore that letter, then they send you another letter, and that'll have a list of penalties, their fees that you have to pay. They'll say, okay, this is what you originally owed us, and this is the additional money that you owe us. And then if you still don't reply to it, then they add interest to it, which means you owe even more money. And that means the money that you owe them keeps getting more and more and more.
What if after that you just like don't pay that money?
Right. So if you don't pay, then the government has ways to come after your money. So what they can do is they can freeze your bank account. That means you can't access your own money. When you go to the bank to get some money, the bank will say, oh, you know what? The government told us not to give it to you. So we're frozen your account. And you first have to pay the government before we can give you your money.
Yeah.
And if you still don't pay your taxes, they can tell your boss where you work. They can say, hey, before you pay this person their salary, send that money to the government. So you won't even get money from the work you do.
Yeah.
And if you still don't pay your taxes...
But you have to pay your taxes if you do that.
Yeah, so they eventually take your money directly from the place where you work. And if you still don't pay your taxes, they can take your house away and they can really, really put you in trouble. Eventually, if you still don't pay your taxes, they can come and arrest you. They can send the police and you can go to jail.
How long do you have to go to jail?
And that's a really good question. So it depends on how much money you haven't paid. If you just forgot to pay your taxes for 1 year, then you may go to jail for 1 week. But if you don't pay your taxes for 10 years and you just ignore all their letters and all the stuff that they ask you to do, then you may go to jail for 10 years. In fact, a lot of famous people and celebrities, you know, the people that actually have a lot of money, they've gone to jail for not paying their taxes.
Did Taylor Swift go to jail?
Not Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has not gone to jail because she does pay her taxes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's close out this meeting. Today, we learned what taxes are, how everyone chips in to pay for the things we all share, such as roads, schools, and fire departments, and a whole lot more. We learned who collects the taxes, the IRS. And what happens if you skip out on paying your taxes? So before we close down, Raina, what's one thing from today's meeting that you're going to remember?
That the government can always find you and you cannot hide from them if you don't pay your taxes.
That's a really good point. Devin, what's one thing you've learned from today's podcast and today's meeting that you're going to remember?
I am not going to forget that the government can write letters to you. And if somebody writes a letter to you, you're in big trouble.
Okay, well, if Santa Claus writes a letter to you, are you in big trouble?
No.
No, but if the government writes a letter to you, are you in big trouble?
Big trouble.
Well, sometimes the government might write you a letter saying, congratulations, you're a great kid, we want to invite you to the White House. You're not in trouble all the time. But if you get a letter from the IRS, it usually means you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a wrap on this meeting of the Junior Boardroom. Listeners, if you like this episode, do tell a friend, tell a parent, maybe tell a teacher. Check out our other podcasts, which are for kids. Like and subscribe. Thank you for joining us on the Junior Podcast, on the Junior Boardroom Podcast. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.